The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And it is Thursday and it is 5:30, which means we are joined for the night that's in it, the best of the night that's in it, by John Duggan, who is today bringing us all the sporting news, of which there is pretty much one story, JD.
Only one story, Ciara, to talk about. Football, the most popular game in the world. I've been to a World Cup. Over half the globe's population watches it. And nothing comes close as a celebration of humanity, of national identity and the colour of life. The beautiful game is a touch point.
But you can just already feel it around the place. Like, there's people out in the streets wearing green. It feels, we haven't even kicked a ball yet today, and it feels celebratory.
Look at the fun the fans are having in Prague with the parrot masks, the clever flags. There was a wedding party today that they were cheering. And that's 24 years of hurt since we were last at a World Cup. And that's what Troy Parrott's hat-trick did. We could see the reaction to that. And I think I would just love to see young people, boys and girls, have this look forward to this summer. I did when I was young. It's a filter for our dreams. And because it's an international sport that reaches every geographical and class point in this country, and it's not about comparing other sports, which are great in their own unique ways and have their own flavour, but football has, nothing comes close to me. To me personally, nothing comes close to the beautiful game of football when we're have hope again, and when we have a team again, because we haven't had for years.
I know. And for those of us who are lucky enough to remember Italia 90,
cultural moment in our history.
In our consciousness.
Yes. As an independent nation, that's not being too old, only 100 years. It was the biggest cultural moment in our nation.
It was tremendous.
I was 11 years of age. I was even reminiscing about my late mother buying me the jersey before Italia 90 and a pair of Bermuda, tricolour Bermudas, and just so excited. And then David O'Leary scores the penalty, and look, you're then in the top eight in the world. And it was, I think, for the first time people saw Irish people abroad, best fans, and that's what we've seen even the last couple of days in Prague. And most of them don't have a ticket.
I know.
They'll be over just over 1,000.
They can't even get into the Irish bars currently in Prague tonight because they are so wedged. There's 10,000 people there.
The Fortuna Arena is only has capacity of just under 20,000, so anybody's lucky to get a ticket. And look, we're only halfway there if we win tonight, and we'll be bringing it to Tuesday night. But let's hope we have the following week of it.
In terms of the form of Irish players, a lot of pre-match discussion has been around. You mentioned, and I've been enjoying watching the people with the parrots on the hats and everything, but you have mentioned Troy Parrott. Have you high hopes?
I do, because he's in the form of his life. He's from the inner city in Dublin, and he's just a regular lad, and he scored 28 goals for his club as Alkmaar in the Netherlands this season. He is flying. So he's up front. He's the magic man. And then you have the goalkeeper, Caoimhín Kelleher from Cork, is in great form for his club in the Premier League, Brentford. And he knows how to save penalties, because a good lot of penalties, Ciara. Then we have, I would expect, three central defenders. Jacob Ryan, another man from Cork who plays for Everton in the Premier League. And Nathan Collins of Brentford and Dara O'Shea of Ipswich, both who captain their clubs. Then we're going to have Seamus Coleman, the spiritual leader in the team. He's 37 years of age. Has hardly played for his club this season, but he'll be in the team. I'd expect Ryan Manning of Galway will be the other player on the wing, good at the dead ball. Then with Josh Cullen injured, I think the weakest potential area is...
Yeah, how worried are you?
I'm a little bit worried, but we have got a very strong five, and it's a case of just being concentrate in the middle, with Malumbi and Knight, I'd expect to play in there in the middle. Finn Azaz, with Evan Ferguson out again, Finn Azaz from Southampton should play behind Parrott. He scored 9 goals for his club. He's a creative player. The other player, I don't know, maybe Chidoze Igbeni will start, as he has in the campaign. But there are a couple of wild cards. Sammy Smodix, who's back in form at Derby County now, and an uncapped player in his first international squad, a guy called Harvey Vale, who plays for Queen's Park Rangers, and an exciting attacking player. The bench was good in Budapest. But yeah, look, I think we got a lot of leaders in the team, and that's what we want to see, I think, this evening.
The Czech team, obviously a good record they have at home, and we are on home turf, their home turf. But equally, they've been kind of... Well, their manager in particular has been kind of rubbishing us to some extent.
Yeah, it's his first game, and he's Miroslav Kobek. He's in his 70s now. He's kind of a wily old veteran. I mean, Czechoslovakia, as it was, reached 2 World Cup finals. They won the Euros 50 years ago, but they've been a light of that in recent years. Still a good side, though. Mm-hmm. Patrick Schick is the danger man. He plays for Bayer Leverkusen in Germany. He scored 2 goals last weekend. He scored 24 goals for his country. He's the one to watch. There's another guy called Pavel Schulitz, who plays for Lyon, who's a dangerous player. But there'll also be a physical team, because anybody who follows the Premier League will know Thomas Souček plays for West Ham. He might not start tonight, but one man who will is Ladislav Krejci from Wolves. So they'll be physical in like ourselves. I expect a cagey game, Kira. Yeah. I don't expect like a 3-3 draw here.
Yeah. You know? Their form, though, I mean, they lost to the Faroe Islands.
Yes, they did.
That's a bit of a blow for any team.
It is. And Croatia were well ahead of them in qualifying. They're not the team they were. There seems to be a bit of a disconnect between themselves and their fans. I mean, remember we played Hungary. That was in a massive arena. This is only 20,000. We're going to make noise tonight. I think we've
taken over the city by all accounts. We were talking to Shane Coleman earlier.
You're talking about momentum. I think we have momentum. I think the key thing, if we're looking at what do we need to do to win, Kira, I think believe that we're good enough. I mean, Heimir Hallgrímsson, it's finally come good for him. And like, fingers crossed that it'll continue to come good. But he did lead Iceland to a World Cup. He has that calm conviction that he's trying to infuse in his players. And I think we also need to remember as well, as excited as we are, if we do win tonight, whatever way it is, we still have another game to go.
Yeah.
Denmark or North Macedonia next Tuesday to reach the World Cup in North America. I think it's really important tonight we don't concede early. Grow into the game, be defensive, grow into the game, and then hopefully a player like Troy Parrott will take his chance.
You think we can do it, though, by the sense of it?
I feel the belief is back in the squad. We for many years with COVID and bad results, Luxembourg, Azerbaijan, these types of games. And even in this campaign at times, we were very lucky against Armenia, Hungary and Portugal at home in ways. They all players sent off. But in that November window, something changed. And I'm hoping that what changed, the belief that came into it, will propel us to victory, not only tonight, but next Tuesday. We've though got 180 minutes at least to go. Kick off at the Fortuna Arena, 7:45, Kira. We have live commentary here on Off the Ball and News Talk. Stephen Doyle and Stewie Byrne are in the stadium at the moment. All I can say is, before I walk out of the studio with my 1988 replica jersey on, come on, you boys in green.
Come on, you boys in green. The excitement is actually palpable. It feels a bit like Christmas or something. Thank you for that, JD.
Right,
come on, you boys in green.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.